Honey, I'm home. Oh, there you are. What's that sheepish look for? What is it? Need to know basis, huh? All right, I'll wait and see. How was it? Oh, well, you know how much I like being poked and prodded by doctors. I think they ran every test on me that's ever been invented. And the good news, the great news, is that everything seems to be back to normal. At least physically and with my memory. Very perceptive. There is a but. But they suggested that I see someone to talk about the psychological side of this. The trauma that I experienced. I guess the one benefit of losing my memory was not remembering that horrible night, but now I do. Look, babe, about last night, Okay. I know you keep telling me to stop apologizing about it. But I know you had big plans for me. You got a room at the same hotel as the night of my accident. You wanted to follow through on your big plan for me. And I'm not exactly sure what you had planned for me, for us, in that hotel room. It gives me butterflies to think what you might have planned. But I didn't get to find out because I didn't make it there. Again. No, you're right. We're both glad it wasn't an accident this time. I tried to be all brave, insisting on driving alone to meet you. You know, get back on the horse. But I had a panic attack as I got close to the intersection. The place it happened. And instead of the night you planned, you had to pick up the pieces. You came to get me. You took me home. You lost the deposit on the room. You... Thank you for that kiss and for sticking by me. I already made an appointment to talk to someone. I'm not gonna let this own me. I'm ready to move forward. No. It's okay. When you scoop me up into your arms, it surprised me. I will. I'll hold tight. Where are you taking me in this awkward mode of transport? The room where you're going to make me forget my own name. Too soon, babe, too soon. But I like the sentiment. Wait, the guest room. Have you relegated me to the guest room because of last night? Oh. Oh my god. It's beautiful. You did all this? It doesn't even look like our guest room anymore. It looks like the most romantic getaway I could imagine. Will you set me down so I can get a better look? I love the candles. I thought I smelled something from the other room. What is that scent? Well, I love it. And the sheets, are these new? I love how they feel. And what are you dialing up on that phone of yours? Ah, music. And well, did you do some more writing? 3 sealed envelopes on the bed and a... Is that for you or for me? The blindfold. Oh boy. Yes. Yes, you can put it on me. I do want this. To give myself over to you. Oh god, my mouth is dry. No, I can't see. Well, I can't really see, but I can pick up the flicker of the candles. Is that okay? Good. Now, how can I read the letters if I'm blindfolded? You'll read them to me. Nothing like hearing straight from the author. No, I'm okay. I feel a little out of control, but I know I'm with you. And I know I'm safe. So safe with you. Those kind of kisses tonight. The kind that tell me I'm yours. Now I know what kind of night it's going to be. Oh, envelope number one. Well, what's it say? Why the suspense? You wrote the darn thing. You want to see. To see me? That's all you wrote? Well, here I am. You want to see all of me. That hasn't happened since I came home, has it? Yes, I'm ready to change that. Should I, or will you? Oh, there you go. Unzipping my dress. I like how it feels when you undress me. Yep. Just like the movies. Once it's unzipped, it slips off my body and pools at my feet. Yeah, now I'm feeling a little bit exposed. The underwear is pretty practical. Remember, I was at the doctor's. Not really the time to pull out the sexy stuff. Oh, well, okay then. You're taking them off. Mm-hmm. There. Are you... looking at me? Do you remember this body? Well, now complete with a couple of scars. Oh, God. You're kissing my scars. Sexy? I'll never get tired of hearing you say that. Sorry about things down here. I haven't been too focused on, you know, maintenance. And things are a bit more lush. Unusual. Really? Well, I'm surprised to hear that, but I'm glad that you you like my pussy like that. Oh, a hug. Oh god. You're naked. No, it's fine. I just didn't expect it. And you're so warm against me. Oh, what are you? Oh, so fast. You turned me around so fast. Okay, I have my arms out. Yes, I feel the edge of the bed. Really? Okay, I'll bend over the edge of the bed. No, I'm okay. I'm just unsettled. I feel so vulnerable like this. But I know this is what we share. I love when you let yourself be vulnerable with me, and I like being vulnerable with you, to you. So I'm nervous, but a good nervous. Oh. No. Your fingers feel nice tracing down my spine. Yes, I want to know what's in the second letter. Once again, the suspense is killing me. What? What does it say? Receptive? Tonight you need me at my most receptive. What does that mean? I mean, I'm bent over the bed for you. And I'm sure that you can see that I'm really wet for your cock. How much more receptive can I be? Yes, I will part my legs wider. Is that it? No? I still don't know what. Oh, fuck. Your mouth from behind. It feels. I can't express it. Oh God. Oh God. I'm opening even more under your tongue. Cause so sensitive. It's so different from behind. Oh God. Oh, embarrassing. Not there, your tongue. Oh. Yes, it feels good. I don't want it to feel good, but it does. It's just I can't believe you're doing that to me. Oh, your fingers in my pussy and still with your tongue. I'm almost there. Fuck. I've never felt it build like this. I'm gonna fuck, you stopped. Why did you stop? Really? So we could open one more letter? Yes. I can stand. Oh God. Gravity is affecting things down there. Oh, even my thighs are slick. Okay, I know you've got me. I feel you behind me with your hands on my shoulders. Yeah. I trust you to keep me from bumping into a lamp or something. Where are you guiding me? Yeah, I'll put my hands out in front of me. Okay, I feel it. The wall. Yes. I'll arch my back and brace myself. Oh, God, yes. I'll spread my legs further, yes. Feel? I feel exposed and vulnerable. Oh, God, you're getting me back for what I did to you. No, I'll do it. I'll reach between my legs and... myself like this. Are you watching from behind? Yes, I can come like this. In fact, I'm about to fuck Stop. Stop. God, oh, you're turning me around. I need support. I need support. Okay, I feel it, the wall against my back. Yes. I'll spread my legs. Really? Okay. Okay. I'll raise my hands over my head and join them together. It's like my hands are bound, even though they're not. Yes. I'm okay. I'm really nervous, but okay. Yes, I can feel how warm my chest is. Flushed. Yes, I do. I want to hear you read the last letter. Oh? You're just full of riddles tonight. Change me. Change us. How? How are you gonna change me to change us forever? You're taking off my blindfold. Oh, just give my eyes a second to adjust, okay? Oh God, you look so good. Stroking yourself. So hard and full. And the way you're looking at me. No, it's okay. It's just your eyes, they're so dark and needy. I do. I like how you're pinning my hands over my Too long? Yeah. It's been too long since you were inside me. Yes. I'm ready to feel you open me there again. I'm gonna need to adjust to you, though. The way you stretch me. Oh! Yeah, I feel it. I feel the way you're drawing your swollen head between my full lips. I'm so open for you. I don't want to take us out of this feeling, babe, but aren't you forgetting something? The condom? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh God, there is no condom. You don't want there to be a condom. No, I remember now. This is part of it all. Grand finale to what you planned that night. The grand finale that never happened. No. I don't want there to be a condom either. I want to be changed. I want us to be changed. Forever. Yes, I will. I'll keep my hands over my head. What are you... are you strong enough to... Oh, fuck. No, it's okay against the wall. I can't believe you're supporting me. I will. I'll wrap my legs around you so you can... Oh, fuck. One stroke. Don't move. Don't move. Don't move. Let me just feel you again. Get used to you. I have to get used to you. Yes, I remember. I remember your cock. I just don't remember you so deep inside me. You have me pinned from inside. I can get a reaction out of you without even moving. Hard work, but I think I still remember how to squeeze you with my warm walls. Can I put my arms around your neck for support? I need my arms around you. Good. Oh, so here's a secret. I'm as ready as I'll ever be. Do what you planned. Oh God, I can't do anything but take you. Oh no, I don't want to do anything but take you. It's been too long. It's been too long. But now I feel you. Every inch of you. Your hot, taut skin filling my sensitive core. My clit rubbing against the root of you every time you drive me against the wall. It's too much. I'm coming. First time. Oh God. Oh, I still feel you throbbing. Really, it was that good. Now what? We're both a bit of a mess, and you have me pinned to the wall, holding on to you with every remaining ounce of strength I have. And I don't need you to have a heart attack moments after you hopefully got me pregnant. Yes, I can keep my arms and legs wrapped around you for one more minute. Oh God. Okay, we're on the move. You're carrying me while you're still embedded in me. Oof. Okay, not graceful. But we're definitely on the bed. Oh. Am I too heavy on you? No. I won't move. I want to keep you inside me. If you can rise to the occasion again in a little while, maybe we can have an insurance round. Here? On the bed? No, I don't think I'll ever forget this. And even if I do, there may just be a little reminder on the way. Mm. I'm so glad.